reminding us about what's going on in the world is part of our conversational mode here on the Good Day program. It's 7 after the hour now, and we bring into the fold a couple of people who visit with us regularly. We are happy to have the Boomer Broads and their point of view on things. So as we get started with the Janet and Anne-Marie, Jennifer is here and Roberta is here, Richie, Clay. Our poll yesterday, ladies, if you participated in this, and I think sometimes you do.
I do once in a while.
All right, so the question was, what or who is responsible for the tragedy in Arizona? 74% of the respondents at GoodDayShow.com said no one is at fault but the shooter. 12% said the system is at fault for allowing him to slip through. 8% said political extremism is responsible for this. 6% feel loose gun control laws are the problem. Earlier this morning, we've had a conversation with several people on the air, more people calling off the air, about my suggestion that we ought to eliminate 33 clip magazines. I don't know that there's a great need for a gun. Some people say, well, they want to have them on the shooting ranges and stuff like that. But at some point, and I suggest this without trying to be disagreeable, something has to give here. They can't all be one side or the other. And I know a lot of the people who are gun folks, they think that they keep giving and they're losing their right and the Second Amendment and all this other stuff. But there's too much. The FBI, first of all, in my opinion, is the real culprit other than the shooter himself. The FBI background check failed. Wasn't good. It failed.
Miserably.
There's no way this guy should have had a gun legally.
Anyway. Hold on. We wanted to bring up something completely different, which we think will get a rise out of you. And I don't know whether... Are you in the Massachusetts area still?
I'm still in Massachusetts.
Okay, so I don't know whether you've seen today's Herald.
I don't look at the Herald normally.
Well, basically today, it's... And I'm surprised that it didn't come up on the website, Doug, but... There's a huge piece on the fact that the
cover story.
Conservative talk media is saying, hey, don't blame us, even though a lot of America is in fact saying, based on that initial reaction out of Arizona, which was this, the climate we're in now with media is so poisonous. It's so much venom on the air. And Sarah Palin supporters, they're claiming, again, this is it's food for thought and food for discussion, that this Republican conservative radio talk base could, in fact, have some responsibility in shaping the minds of people whose minds are malleable, like
nonsense.
The energy guy.
Well, like Sarah Palin, putting a target on...
Nonsense.
Yeah, the people that knew this guy described him as left-wing, so what would he care what right-wing media is doing?
It's easy. The reason I say nonsense is because it's too easy to point... I have no use... for the Michael Savages of the world and the Laura Ingrams of the world I don't like them personally and I don't like what they do on the air. I happen to like Mark Levin personally. I don't like what he does on the air. I like Sean Hannity very much as a friend. I don't like what he does on the air. That isn't what's the reason for this guy. Was not his parents, first of all, apparently are older. They paid not enough attention, nor did they, were they sophisticated enough, apparently, to be able to see how very sick this guy is. The people around him, here we have the old, oh, I don't want to get involved. People have been talking about this guy for years. People that were his friends or acquaintances in school were scared of him. People in the neighborhood were scared of him.
The teacher in college who said that any day I thought he was going to walk in with a gun.
So it isn't, I mean, you can make the argument that it is a problem, the rhetoric that exists in politics and on both the left and the right. Maybe it's more strident on the right, television and radio. You can make that argument, and you can make a good argument. But in this case, no. It doesn't fly in this case.
But listen, what if this is a kid who is on the brink. He's been on the brink for years.
But he's not listening to these shows. He's not listening, watching these shows. He doesn't know any of these people. He's not motivated by what went on there. This guy followed this woman, wasn't happy that she voted for the health care bill and for there's another issue that was right down the party line, Democrat versus Republican issue.
And tax cuts, maybe.
He wouldn't care about tax cuts. But it was something.
Yeah.
It was another issue anyway. There were two main issues he had, but the health care was one. And yeah, that's been beaten and beaten and beaten by the media on both sides. Not the news media, because we don't really have a news media anymore in America. We have an advocacy media. And so that's, if people listen to that sort of thing, but I will tell you right now, there aren't many 21 and 22-year-old people who are listening, the Clay's age, that are listening to Rush Limbaugh or any of these other people or watching what goes on Fox News. They just aren't. It may come from some other awareness.
It creates a climate of hate, though. It does. And even if you don't watch and listen, that climate can permeate. It can be in your classroom.
So what do you do about it? If you want to be successful in making sure that that stuff doesn't exist, then in a free society, you convince people that might be watching it that it's not good and they stop watching it. Show goes away.
Tone down the hatred.
I agree with a lot of notches.
Yeah.
And the people that are in Congress are just as guilty, and they get the coverage. I mean, listen to this guy, Anthony Weiner. What a jerk. He's a congressman from New York. Roberta, do you know who he is? I think he may represent one of the boroughs in Manhattan. He is a jerk. He's as much of a jerk on that side as, I mean, come up with, I mean, I think of Waxman in Los Angeles. He's also a jerk. But there are plenty of Republicans that are also jerks.
Yeah, and I think that what's been happening over the last 6-8 months really stirred the pot a lot. Well,
political climate. There are a lot of people
and on the air.
Are pointing fingers at Sarah Palin because of the crossed wire thing, which she says.
There's also a left-wing blog called The Daily Cause, and this guy raised $100,000 for her. He wrote on his website, blog, for Giffords. He raised $100,000 for her.
Yeah.
But then when Giffords voted that Nancy Pelosi should not be the minority leader, he wrote on his blog just 2 days before she was shot, "She is dead to me."
Oh. No.
And don't forget that movie that they did where they assassinated George Bush. I mean, that's also kind of a hateful thing that people let slip because it was
art. I mean, the media just has gone overboard with their
Doug.
Sense of self.
This kid's not paying attention to any of that. This kid's got shrines with skulls
in
his
backyard. This guy's a nut bird from a long time ago.
If you read any of his YouTube videos yesterday, this guy's on another planet, man. He's talking about creating his own money.
Look at the picture today.
Scary as hell.
That's the picture of crazy. That was Janet's response.
That is
the picture of crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
So now the question comes up whether or not the mental health system failed. Has he been a participant? Does anybody know what his, if he's been involved in any treatment, been in any surveillance?
It doesn't appear so.
No, he's just outside the system.
How does he do that when his college comes
and kicks him out of school 5 times and then finally expels him? Mm-hmm. How do you stay out of the system?
How does his parents not know?
Here's the thing.
His parents are older.
Here's the thing. We have so many programs up to our necks in some of these foolish federal programs that are this person's a special needs student and that guy's a special person. And this other one is special. Everybody's special. So if there are all these programs, what are they doing with them for guys like this? Why isn't this guy in some special program?
Because nobody puts
someplace.
Him. Nobody
allowed.
Like
no
then how did the system? Then the system.
In.
Well, but
so
what
we
about
do?
The system? Why isn't the system recognizing and demanding that he be a participant in one of these programs?
You know, there was a guy in my school who had anger management problems and threw a desk at me and threw a book at my teacher 2 separate years. He was in my same French class. And the guy had a special room to run to whenever he had anger issues, but they still kept him in the main classes with everybody else.
Like a safe room?
They gave him
he threw a desk at me and then said, "I gotta go," and ran out to his safe, empty classroom to calm down in.
Wow. Dude, that's weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, we'll be reading about him someday, I have a feeling.
I must say that I'm impressed. I thought that we would. I was expecting a different response from Doug. I don't know why, but I was expecting.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, you didn't disappoint me. You impressed me. I'm so impressed.
This stuff is. But you know what?
Because you expected him to jump on board with you and ride the hate radio speech gravy train that everybody else is riding right now.
No. I expected him to defend them.
But you see, that is because what happens. You guys know me pretty well, and yet you still don't know. And this speaks to all of us, frankly. And I don't mean all of us here, just people in general. The world that we live in is so interested. I'm doing this for the benefit of the camera, in putting us into a box. You can tell when I turn away from the microphone if I don't put it in front of me because I'm addressing the camera. The box that we seem to be so comfortable putting people in, this is not a criticism of Janet and Anne Marie, it's a criticism of what we have been driven to, and to sort of witness this one further step. Often, and Richie can speak to this, and some of the program directors listening to us right now, over the years, until 4 or 5 years ago, when I finally made it clear that I wasn't interested in talking about politics and I wasn't going to kowtow, one of the reasons I changed it is because there were so many people who want to know, are you left or are you right? Like, that was the only thing worth discussing, the only thing available for people listening to the radio who had apparently no brains. You got to either be in this category or that category.
Right.
So, and hello.
And the problem with Doug is that he's everywhere, so he runs the risk of peeving off everybody.
But the press, on any given day,
on any given topic, Doug is on this side, and then he's on this side.
That's because I have brain, and I can express myself.
So everybody can disagree with you or agree with you at any given moment. And
exactly.
It's just not. It's not fun.
No. Well, but
I
see.
Fun.
What do you mean? It's not fun to be predictable.
No.
These people that are so predictable.
Yeah, no, that's
but
true.
It's the other thing is, hello, this was a business decision, much as anything else. A lot of people know what my politics are. I mean, I voted for John McCain, and I said I voted for John McCain. I would rather have voted for Hillary, but I didn't like Barack then, and I don't like him now.
But don't you think we're all so angry because everybody is into this team mentality?
Well, Jennifer, and let me sort of explain why this is not practical, and it may purely be, although by accident, a good business decision. Consider the fact, especially if you watch the cable channels, Fox on one side and MSNBC on the other, or even the radio programs. Rush Limbaugh has a 5 or a 6 share max. Sean has a 4 to a 5 share in the city season max. And the others who are one way or the other, a good... The liberals don't get those kind of numbers. But, okay, if you consider that out of every 100 people listening, 5 or 6 are listening to Limbaugh or whatever, and you then understand how the fringe works. The fringes, even though they get a large audience, it's the same with primaries. Don't speak for what the masses are interested in. And so, unfortunately, people give a lot of – the news media gives a lot of attention to Limbaugh, which enhances his stature and makes it – easier for him to make more money, but in the end, he isn't. I mean, maybe most people know who he is, but most people don't listen to him. That's the reality. Most people do not listen to any of this stuff. I want more people to listen to me, so I go into the middle and find things that are not polarizing. 21 after a good day.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
1,000 thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Air you.
Actually, we missed yesterday's birthday list, and I figured because there were so many good ones, Richie would like to have some of the guitar from Donald Fagen,
my boy,
for example, from Steely Dan.
Walter Becker, actually, on this, but yeah.
Responsible for Reeling in the
Here's
Years.
Donald Fagen.
Among other things.
Don't ever last in summer, you can see it fading black. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you 62, Donald Fagen, born 1948.
Just saw him, actually, a few months ago.
Rod Stewart's birthday was yesterday. 65. How many songs of his?
Still as easy as ever.
He really is. Maggie May, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Also known as Rod the Mod, a British guy who got it, actually. He did. He got what it was all about. Frank Sinatra Jr.'s birthday. We missed that yesterday. Also, George Foreman, the boxer, and the commercial pitchman. The Grillmeister, yeah, exactly. Made a lot of money on that stuff. Bob Lang, bass player for Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Great Mersey song. The game of love, 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 love.
Good song.
We did the Pat Benatar. Yeah, I remember we talked about her yesterday because we were moaning and groaning about the fact that she's 57. All right, let's get to today. Don Cherry's birthday is today. Original version of this song. Freda Payne had a song, had a version of this song that was a big hit in the late 60s.
Wow, does it sound different?
Yeah. You can get the gist of it. It's the same. It's a country version, a pop country version from the 1950s, late 50s. A big golf player, this guy.
Freda made a disco.
He won a lot of championships in the 50s. He's 87 years old today, born in the state, 1924. Grant Tinker, who brought, he was the last good president I think NBC ever had. Emmy award-winning director as well. Was responsible for the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Matter of fact, he was married to her, I think, for, well, maybe still is, if I'm not mistaken. He ran NBC, though, for not 12 or 14 years. Very good, great executive. Rod Taylor, the actor, who at this point is 80 years old, hasn't been in the movies for 20 years. His birthday is today. Prime Minister Jean Chrétien. Of Canada's birthday.
Is the best president ever.
Yeah.
Well, well.
Jim Hightower. If his name is in here, my name should be on this list. Jim Hightower had about three listeners at the maximum of his radio career. So if he's in here, Richie, make sure my name gets into this.
I'll
please
take care of that.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Not that I have an ego. Clarence's birthday is today.
Yeah,
big
Clarence
man.
Clemens.
Clarence Clemens is 69.
Wow.
Sax player for the Boss.
But his knees are only three.
Right.
Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to Naomi Judge, the mom.
Mama
the Judge. Winona, the singer that goes with her, and the actress. Why did I forget her? For Ashley Judge.
Ashley,
the daughter. Yep.
The hot one of them.
Yeah. All right, so Dennis Green with Sha-na-na. Listen to this stuff all day long. Happy birthday to Vicki Peterson, guitarist with the Bengals, 53 today. And Mary J. Blige is 40. Jason Connery. Sean's son.
There's a lot more there.
Yeah. Born in the state in 1963 when the second James Bond movie came out. And Amanda Peet's birthday today. Hello.
When you travel, don't bring home something nasty.
When it comes to protecting yourself from diseases, forewarned is forearmed. Of course, you can always start with the Centers for Disease Control. They have something called the Yellow Book.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The CDC lists diseases by country, including recent outbreaks.
Now, I got to give you a caution.
Peter Greenberg is the travel editor for CBS News.
There's such a thing as too much information, but I'm not going to let it ruin my trip.
Before you buy a ticket, see your doctor to talk about meds that'll stave off malaria. Take other precautions, too.
Dengue fever. I mean, it's become an epidemic in places you might not even suspect, like Puerto Rico, Hawaii, even Texas.
Wear long sleeves, avoid standing water, and pack bug repellent. To lessen the chance of Lyme disease, keep out of high grass.
As long as you know that, you've got half the battle already won.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
Mulligan, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Just directed.
Forever and ever. Seems like it has.
It should last at least a couple hours.
Yeah, or at least a couple more years.
Yeah.
A few more years, maybe a few more decades would be good. 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut, and Rich McFadden with me. Lori Schiffler is a pregnant lady, lives in Hagerstown, Maryland. Rich?
Yeah.
Has had 7 children. This is her 8th.
Wow. Gosh. She's busy.
She figured that family members would be able to film her giving birth.
Again.
However, the hospital said no. The
why not?
Meredith Medical Center has implemented a policy prohibiting any filming, any video, any still photography of deliveries until 5 minutes after the birth.
Yeah, because of
privacy, reduced potential staff distractions?
No.
That's the reason they gave it the hospital.
So they can't use it as evidence in a malpractice
lawsuit,
case.
Exactly.
That may be the reality, but that's not what they said. 5 minutes after the birth, if everybody's well and the physician approves, they can start videotaping.
Sure.
The but
meanwhile, if I have the clamp, you know, twisting around the wrong way, and you know, they're showing it in a courtroom.
Well, but the family didn't take no for an answer. The first moments, Mrs. Schiffler said, is something very important. They want to capture the entire delivery. The lady at the hospital said, this is the spokesperson, the policy is in line with other centers around Baltimore and Annapolis.
We've talked about this before.
We have?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
We had a story a couple of years ago. I remember.
Okay.
It was the same thing.
Yeah. And so what's the fix?
The fix is you go somewhere where they will let you do what you want to do.
Get out of that area.
Well, I mean, hey, if it's really that important to you, see if the hospital down the road will let you.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
That'd
for me,
be there.
The most important thing would be I want the best medical service for my wife and my child.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this, one of the things, is that now what brings this around, as Richie just suggested in the idea department, that there is competition. You hear hospitals. One of the primary advertisers on the talk radio and news stations in Boston are the hospitals. Man, every other ad you hear is for Beth Israel,
here
Mass General, go get your eyes fixed here. This is our specialty. Right, exactly.
Specialty.
Childbirth is our specialty. Come here and have your children.
And
so
many,
they're competing in the marketplace.
With the clinics that that help you have babies.
Yeah.
Fertilization clinics thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what it's all about. All right. So anyway, the food for thought there is, or the call to action is go someplace, you need to find out what the policies are before you go there. And if you don't like the policy, you keep shopping around until you find. The thing is, this family had had, she'd had eight children, and she'd had them all in the same hospital, so there was no reason for them to expect that it would have been different.
Why don't they just make one video and change out the kid's face?
Yeah.
They've done it enough.
Yeah. Right. When you have a baby, especially if it's your first or maybe your second time, you go to an orientation at the hospital where you're going to deliver. And they will walk you through, and they will tell you all of these rules. But I'm assuming if you're on your eighth kid, you probably skipped the orientation. So that's probably why they didn't know.
Yeah, that could be it. Yep. That happens. So it's food for thought, though. The reason, the takeaway here is ask whatever the policies are, whether it's the hospital, the doctor, the dentist, whatever. And it doesn't make a difference what the policy is. If you're used to having it this way, or you want to make sure you're cared for in a way that makes you comfortable, you ask the question before you commit yourself one way or another. You always can say, no, I don't want to do it that way. And I think that that holds true. It's probably one of the things, you know, again, thinking about what it is that contributes to your health and well-being, peace of mind contributes to your health and well-being. And I guess I'm returning with that to something that I studied, and I continue to study this because I'm very interested in your health and my health, health and well-being. Do I get it perfectly? No. Do we all try? Yeah, most people do try. Thus, the MetaFast diet that we're talking about. But I'm betting as I look at the pictures of some of these people who are around today who are over the age of 100, you look at the faces of the people who have been around the oldest. Man, do they look like they've weathered a storm. It is. How often do you see somebody? I'm looking at a guy who's 103, a woman who's 100, another man is 101, a lady 103, a woman who's 114.
It's called character, my friend.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. And by the way, that's part of what it is that gets people to where they are, Richie. You can say what you want, the old business about character counts, but people who live an enjoyable, interesting life, along with being healthy,
experience,
but
life.
Who have experienced,
have fun.
Who have used their heads. Your head, how often do you hear this, is the most important organ when it comes to sex? Yeah, that's true. But there are other things when it comes to your health and well-being. People who are dull do not live as long as people who are smart. It's that simple. If you are creating in your brain the activity that's necessary to keep the brain active and alert, the brain is the center of what goes on in your body. So if you have a brain that's functioning well, it'll work to make all the rest of the things in your body work. If you have a neurotic, and I mean not neurotic in the sense that we think we, but you're in neuroses, you have neurons in your brain, and the connection that those things have in order for you to make it all work, your muscles have to work right, and you need to have that, the ability to. It's almost like we don't think about it. When you walk, you're not thinking, okay, I'm taking step one, step two, step three, right. Step four. Yeah, your heart doesn't think about beating. It just beats. And when you wiggle your hands, okay, I haven't said, okay, finger one, there it is. Finger two, put it up there. You just do it.
After a few dogfishes, I may need to think about it a little bit.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is, however, and again, back to the MetaFast thing a little bit, the less you eat, the longer you live. That seems to be, and we've asked this question before, how many people in the 90s do you see that are overweight? None. And I'm not sure that that's true. That's what doctors would tell you. Ken would tell you that. Once in a while, you see more a black person than a white person, a black woman who could be very old, who could be very heavy. You don't see old white women. Am I wrong?
The oldest, not that I can recollect.
No. They aren't. The oldest Americans are often slight people like Japanese people, Koreans, Asians live to be older than the traditional Caucasian for the most part. And why, again, their diet has a long tradition of fish and those things. But if you're optimistic, if you are especially living in an industrialized nation like our country, you got to have other things going for you. And being optimistic is one of them. Little exercise is one of them. and being aware of nutrition. It's the same stuff. There's nothing new here. It's like I'm repeating. But these people, I'm looking at this article with all these people being interviewed. There wasn't one of them under 100, and they all told the same story. So it depends on what you want. I guess that's it. What do you want? You want to eat, live, and be happy for tomorrow you will die? Or do you want to eat a little less, be happy, but drink a little less as well, and live to enjoy more of being happy? Now, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. It's 18 before the hour, and good day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica, the number 12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
I'm all about the three S's: stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January stock up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made
going
simple.
Anywhere tomorrow.
Now, will you...
Miss Optimistic.
Yeah, there she is. I said that we were talking about what we were going with the program on tour. I thought I was going to be with Richie on Thursday. I may be in Teaneck, New Jersey instead, or I may still be here.
You're going to get 2 feet of snow in Boston, Doug. You're not going anywhere
tomorrow.
I'm
not in Boston. I'm west of Boston.
Well, in that general area, you're getting 2 feet of snow.
Why don't you just leave today, Dougie?
Because I can't leave today.
Just go. You'll be fine.
Where am I going? Stay with Roberta tonight?
Yeah, because come stay with me. Your car will be plowed in for the next 3 days.
Yeah, right, exactly. So how many of you, as we think about what's going on in Tucson, are giving your neighbors a second thought? Do you think, do you know even who lives next door to you?
Oh, I got a nutcase that lives next door to us on Long Island.
All right. So
total nutcase.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, does he have a gun?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Scary guy.
Okay, so what are you doing about that?
We just totally avoid him.
Ah. Does he like you? Does he pay any attention to you? Looking for trouble?
He's like schizophrenic. Sometimes he's very friendly, and then other times, like, he threatened the guys who were putting up our fence.
Threatened them in what way?
Well, said, you know, the only way that fence is going up is if I authorize it. Like, yeah. Whoa, where the fence company called me up and, you know, and said, what's with this neighbor of yours?
Uh-huh.
He's like a real control freak.
Right, but it was on your property.
But it was on our property. In fact, it was 18 inches into our property.
So how did he get resolved?
Freaking out because
he wanted to look.
But, well, that's what I think. I think he was just a peeping Tom.
He's a voyeur.
Sort of
he wants to watch you naked.
I think so, in the hot tub.
If he only knew. Maybe he does.
No, maybe he does.
That's it, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, he's a total nutcase.
Richie, your neighbors, you know your neighbors?
I know my neighbors very well.
Yeah, no problem there.
No.
Jennifer is a biker. Lives
oh
in a biker
gosh.
Neighborhood.
I have major problems. I have the Chihuahua ranchers across the street that have a West Nile van that pulls up in front of their house all the time. Then I have two Ultimate Fighting Champion guys who get into fights all the time after they get drunk and have parties.
Funny.
No, it's true.
There you go. Well,
gosh, and then
welcome.
I have the crazy guys cutting all of his trees down.
To our world. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
You may have spotted Fiats in classic European movies, but the sporty Italian brand hasn't been seen in the U.S. for decades. Now a contemporary version of the Fiat 500 is available nationwide as part of Chrysler's new product lineup. Adapted for North American roads, the 2012 Fiat is one of the most fuel-efficient cars around, expected to get about 40 miles per gallon and loaded with advanced interactive technology. While the smart-looking compact personifies Italian style, it's designed to allow owners to express their own individuality, as Laura Suave, CEO of Fiat North America, explains.
This vehicle can be built over a half a million different ways. We have 14 exterior colors, 14 different interior color combinations, graphic packages, tons of options. So it's just a lot of fun that you can have with building your car.
There are three Fiat 500 models to choose from. With its state-of-the-art technology and savvy innovations, it looks like this long-established Italian brand is geared up for a new generation of Americans. For more information, visit www.fiatusa.com. I'm Bobby Owens.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Works wonders.
The suspect makes a court appearance as a nation grieves for the victims and their families. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The suspect in Saturday's mass shooting in Arizona had his initial court appearance in federal court in Phoenix yesterday. So far, federal prosecutors have charged 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner with five counts, including killing federal employees and attempting to kill Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords as she greeted voters this past Saturday in Tucson. Loeffner is also expected to face state murder charges in connection with the massacre. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday, President Obama led the nation in a moment of silence for the victims. Members of Congress and staff members gathered on the east steps of the Capitol, taking part in a moment of silence as well. Afterward, Republican Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan reacted this way to calls for increased security for all members of Congress.
Most of us would balk at additional security things, knowing that that's not who we are. We come from the communities that we represent. We're the same people that we were before.
And in Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer, in delivering her State of the State address, said that although her state is grieving, it will never be brought down.
With our faith and our courage tightly in place, we will step forward from this chamber, dedicated to do the Lord's work, continuing our service to the public.
As for the condition of Congresswoman Giffords, we're told she is still responding to simple commands, and there's no sign of swelling in her brain. Officially, doctors said her condition is unchanged, which they say is actually good news, with continued cautious optimism about her chances for recovery. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Winter is certainly making itself felt as the eastern resorts get ready for another big storm rolling through. In the meantime, it's good, easy to turn in packed powder snow with good grooming. Chuck found all of that out yesterday in Vermont at Killington.
Killington Skyship and K1 Gondola were very handy on a cold, windy day. The skiing delivered everything from soft, fresh powder to hard pack with snow guns going everywhere. Skylark was my favorite trail. It just got a heavy dose of snowmaking. By the way, the Super Pipe at Bear Mountain looks great. At Killington, I'm Chuck Devine.
In the Adirondacks, almost a foot of snow fell in Whiteface to kick off their week. They have over 50 runs on smooth packed powder. Hunter continues down about four dozen runs in the Catskills. Now to the Poconos, where Jack Frost checks out over 20 runs. They stay at full operation. In the Michigan UP, you'll find 17 runs at Ski Brule. They're at full operation. Into Colorado, fresh snow to kick off the week as well, like at Breckenridge. 8 inches of new snow and over 2,300 acres. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, a mixed day yesterday with the Dow falling 37 points, closing at 11,637. S&P off 2, NASDAQ gained 5. Crude oil climbed $1.30 a barrel, finishing at $89.33. Nasty and deadly winter storm paralyzing the South yesterday. Two deaths in Louisiana blamed on this storm. Thousands of flights canceled, most of them going in or out of Atlanta's airport. The metro Atlanta area got 4 inches of snow yesterday. This husband and wife, who are from New Jersey, were amazed at the risks Atlanta drivers were taking yesterday.
We're doing maybe like 10 miles per hour, whereas other people are trying to do 50 and 60, and you just should not do that.
It seems like the other people are more of a hazard than the snow is.
Again, that couple is from New Jersey, and this winter storm is making its way to the Northeast. The New York City area expected to get up to a foot of snow or more starting late tonight into tomorrow. It seemingly took months and about 150 bowl games in all, but the college football season is finally over. Auburn, your national champ, they defeated the Oregon Ducks 22-19 in the BCS National Championship game last night in Glendale, Arizona. This is Auburn's second championship in school history, but first since 1957. And finally, we take you back to a coordinated event that took place this past Sunday. It happened in subway systems in several cities across the country and a few more around the world. That's the sound of passengers on a subway platform in New York City. What's so special about these passengers? Well, this bystander summed it up as she asked this question.
Why are they wearing no pants?
That's right, wearing no pants. The 10th annual No Pants Subway Ride. In all, we're told about 10,000 subway riders took part in the New York City event. And yes, it's intentionally held during the cold weather of January for greater effect. One of the organizers, Jesse Good, addressed the pantless riders.
This is funny because one unusual thing is going on. There is no pants.
No pants.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascular.com.